can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Let me see here. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are global. We're worldwide. We're on at different times, as you can tell, because I'm doing some stuff. And I can come on when I can, if I can. And if I lose y'all, well, I'm sorry. If you want to follow me, all you have to do is find out when the show is coming on. Go to blogtalkradio.com/ put in Brian Hammer Jackson, and it'll appear in your email when I'm on. I'm doing a lot of work behind the scenes. I'm an artist. Sometimes it takes some time. Sometimes I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm here now. It's Friday, everybody. It's May 14th, 2021, 10:02, California time. I'm going to give you the number. Today is one of these loose days. I haven't done this in a while. I was just, if we have time after I get the main stories, I think I'm going to make a prank phone call and see what happens, just for fun. But if you'd like to come in the studio, the number is 319-527-6099. That's the number, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in studio. That's the number to get your voice heard. Well, a lot of things been happening in the last 24 hours, right? With the mask thing. The CDC came out yesterday, and they're telling people that, here we go. They're telling people that if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. They're basically saying that if you've been vaccinated, you have a slim chance of getting infected with the COVID, or even passing it on. Therefore, no mask. People who are not vaccinated, you're shit out of luck. But there is some controversy going on. You know, they're saying that, well, the people who are vaccinated, you can still get it, but it's not going to be to a point where it's going to make you sick. That's basically what I understand. Or get somebody else sick from you. That's what I understand. Oh, I have my windows open. I shouldn't have done that. So that's the deal. Of course, people, you know, we talk about brainwashing all the time on this show. You say it enough time, people start believing. For a whole year, we got masks, and can protect you. But even, I'm listening to cable news. They can't wrap their head around not wearing a mask. They're scared. And I also brought up some people, too. This is according to CNBC. CDC cheered as criticized for new mask guidance. Retail workers don't want to be vaccine police. Disney said it plans to increase the capacity. Disney said it planned to increase capacity. It's Friday, everybody. The capacity limits at its U.S.-based theme parks and at the Wynn Las Vegas resorts are going to ease their guidelines on the mask. Just 6 weeks ago, the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, was warning people of impending doom. Just 6 weeks ago. As the daily COVID-19 cases in the U.S. begin to rise. All right. businesses and health leaders said it's nearly impossible to police the use of face masks because there is no way to know who is vaccinated and who isn't. Disney was quick to announce its plans to further raise capacity limits in their theme parks. Just a few hours after the CDC made their little announcement. And there's people in Florida saying, it's big news for us, people in Florida saying. It's big news for us in the middle of summer with a mask on. And it's great news with the mask off, given the guidance that the CDC came out with. Of course, the governor of Florida, who never paid any attention to any health things at all, he didn't care. He says the CDC now says fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear a mask or to stay 6 feet away from each other, whether outdoors or indoors. This is according to the guidance. The federal government is telling you guys to stop wearing masks if you are vaccinated. People still can't wrap their head around it. The public health experts also said the change is likely to encourage more Americans, especially those still hesitant about receiving the shots, to get vaccinated. We all know what this is about. You tried to bribe us with beer. Give us hunting license. Who couldn't see this coming? Like, we're going to give you preferred treatment if you are vaccinated. So the Hail Mary is, hey, we're going to take off your mask. And we're only going to tell you guys who are vaccinated that you can walk around with no mask on. But the people who are not, you got to still be uncomfortable. Who didn't see this coming? I mean, I saw this coming months ago. I even called the passport thing months ago. Makes you wonder if there was any kind of problem at all. I mean, people died, yeah. They keep reminding us millions, a million people died. But if you started reading the stories, a lot of it died of COVID-related problems. That's like saying I went camping in summer camp, Jason chopped off my head. But then when you pulled my blood, I had a cold. So you can just say, you know, well, he died. Yeah, his head's over there, but he did have COVID. Let's mark it down. We have to put it down. Retrieve his head, Willis, and say he died of COVID. When Biden was asked, is this a political move, meaning the no mask thing? He said, no. Come on, really? Come on, man. I mean, just 3 weeks ago, we were saying that we're all going to die. And just miraculously, we're saying, you've been vaccinated. You should be okay. Never mind that I'm trying to reach my goal by July. Never mind that. Never mind that people were taking one dose and they decided to stop. Because here's the bottom line. I can go on and on and on. Here's the bottom line, folks. Kitties, it's Friday. And I should close my window. I haven't. Here's the bottom line. It is political. Biden wants to reach his goal. Okay, cool. So you guys got one shot. And it was noted that millions of people didn't go back to get their second shot. You tried to bribe us with beer, hunting license, scholarships, $1 million contest, whores without STDs, weed with no stems. Fine. Cocaine with no fentanyl. I understand. Didn't work. Didn't work. But there's one thing that did work, because you knew people hate them damn-ass masks. You knew they hated those masks. You knew that they could not obey the 6 feet rule. You knew this. We knew this. You put the fear in us so much that we couldn't even be within 5 feet of people who we even care about. That's how good you guys were. And then you're thinking, how can you unfuck us? Because right now there's a fuck us. And Biden could not reach his goal because he's up there trying to, I want everybody. And people who thought out of the box, you know, people saying, wait a minute, what's going on here? Why is this vaccine? Even me, if I'm getting vaccinated, who the fuck do I care who's next to me if he didn't get vaccinated? If he dies, he dies. I'm cool. But then you screwed up. Because you screwed up. You screwed up because common sense didn't make common sense anymore, and that's where you screwed up. Because then you started telling people to wear a mask when you're vaccinated. When it first came out, just because you're vaccinated, you must wear your mask. You guys said that. You guys fucked up. You said just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you should not wear your mask. And then people started to question. See, people are not stupid. They started to question, go, wait a minute, if I'm vaccinated, why do I have to wear a mask? And then you pull up some bullshit excuse. Well, doesn't mean that you can't do it. And they gave us a bullshit excuse with the mask. Well, the mask is not for your protection. It's for to protect others. I go, what? Well, it's to protect others. That's why you wear a mask. Fuck them. I'm wearing a mask to protect my own ass. Why am I wearing it? And then you gave us that psychological bullshit, right? It worked. So then you see somebody who don't wear a mask, and then you go, oh, he's not trying to protect me. He doesn't care about me. Look at him walking around with no mask with that face, and he's walking around with no mask, and he's not protecting me. He's trying to hurt me, and he's going to get me. See, then you started psychologically fucking us to turn on our own brother because he's not wearing a mask because you told us that mask is not for our safety. The mask is for protecting the other people. What? Screw you. See, you fucked us. You tried to mind fuck us so much that we didn't know what to do. And then we reverted back to our own natural survival skills that every human person has. Logic. Because the information you're giving us was bullshit. I mean, I'll tell you where you guys screwed up. You screwed up when this first happened and you started giving us death tolls. The numbers were on your TV all the time. How many people testing positive for the COVID? I mean, I used to watch CNN and NBC. They had those numbers up for months. It was like a ticker. Then you screwed up again. Because your own governors were telling you that they lied about the numbers. Even New York, Cuomo said the numbers were not right. You lied about the numbers because it hurt your tourism dollars. So therefore, you're not really giving us good numbers. Then you fucked us up again. Now, we can't believe the numbers are right. Okay. You're telling us to get vaccinated. Okay. Then you're telling us, well, we still should be wearing a mask and 6 feet apart. Even with the vaccine? Okay. And you're more adamant by saying that in some states that if we catch you without a mask, we're going to give you a fine or a ticket because you're a zombie walking around the street. Okay. We believed your shit. Then 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, showing us pictures about India and people dying, the propaganda thing. See what happens in a subliminal message? But see what happens when you don't wear a mask? Look what happens to the Indians. And why is it always happens to the Indians, the poor bastards? Look, they're burning people in the street. They're not vaccinated. Oh, my. But that still wasn't enough to get people to get the shots in their arm. So then you start, and we had Melissa on the show. Melissa's a morning crew. Dear, dear woman. Humble and shy. Dear, dear woman. It's hard to get her to talk, but once she does, she jumps right in. And so we were reading something yesterday about the gifts. And Melissa, with her quiet little voice, you can really hear her because she talks in a whisper. Really dainty, dainty little girl. So shy. And she said something wrong. something seriously wrong here. And she was white. I mean, right. it's Friday. She was right. But that still wasn't enough. It still was not enough to get the shot. Lovely Laverne, church-going woman. You see her in a choir. She's singing loudest. Jesus loves her. Jesus' favorite. She even has on her Facebook, Jesus' bestie. Laverne will text me and says they couldn't pay me $1 million for a shot. I said $1.5 million. She goes, nope. $2 million? No way. No how. And if you can't bribe Laverne, you're done. Laverne would take a bribe in a minute. But you couldn't convince her to take that shot? The government knew that. Because there's Melissa's out there. There's Laverne's out there. Dare to question the government's attention. I mean, the government's agenda. One's from West Virginia and one from Maine. I mean, my God. And we can't fool these people. We got a problem, says the government. So what did they do? Government said, all right. Government say, what's going on with Laverne? Laverne ain't budging, sir. Laverne ain't budging? They go to the Defense Department going, we got a problem. They put her in the thing. Then they go for our Health Department. They go, what's going on with Melissa? Sir, we have a problem. What's going on with Melissa? She ain't going to do it. She's asking questions, sir. Oh, damn, said the Department of Defense, said the Health Department. Damn. Well, we got to get these bitches on board. Now, I didn't say that. Government said that. Classified. They said it. So government said, hey, why don't we punish the people? Let's not reward them. Let's not reward the people. Why don't we punish them? Let's punish the people. Because everybody knows my agenda, said government. I want everybody vaccinated by July 4th, said government. Who's left? Well, sir, we got babies. Babies? That could make my numbers grow even better, see, government. Sir, we can't vaccinate the babies. Why not? Sir, it's just an experimental kind of drug. It's not even approved by the FDA. All right, we'll leave the babies alone for now. Thank you, sir. What about kids 12 to 15? Oh, they're fair game, sir. That would help my numbers, right? Sir, yes, sir. Government say, let's get some kind of campaign, all right? Okay, see, this is what we do, see? Yeah, see? That's what we do. Yeah. So let's get the kids 12 to 16. I'll get my numbers up, right? Sir? Yes, sir. But really, sir, do we go with the children? Why not? We did it in Vietnam, sir. These are not Vietnamese children. These are United States of America children. You want to vaccinate our children? There's no tests of that children are being harmed by the COVID. Yeah, but I promised the American people, said the government, that we're all going to be vaccinated. We need this herd thing. But, sir, last week they came out. Your own Dr. Fauci came out and said that it's impossible for this herd theory to work. Fuck Fauci, said government. No, don't fuck him. We still need him as a puppet. Forget the herd. Don't talk about herd, said government. Get me the kids. All right, sir. We will start vaccinating children. U.S. American children, sir. Thank you. Get on it. And don't worry, I'll have a press conference and I'll whisper to the people really creepy to let them believe it. Sir, you do that good. Yeah, they love it when I whisper at them. Sir, it feels really good when you do that. I feel good. I feel safe. Get on it. President will come on. Folks, we have broke records on getting people vaccinated. Oh, shit. Government's telling us the truth, but watch out. Here comes a lie. But we still need people vaccinated. We're doing you a favor by vaccinating your children. But I'm going to whisper to you, said President, that'll make you feel better and me sounding more sincere. Folks, we really got to do this. We got to do this, and we're going to be safe for this if we get to herd immunity. And I'm going to squint my eyes so people know I'm staring right at them with my little beady eyes. And I think the world will be better, and we can kill this virus, and blah, 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 said President of, let's vaccinate our kids. Let's do it. Sir, they believed you. Now what? Well, let's punish the bastards who is ruining my plan and not getting their vaccination. Who only took one shot, let's punish those bastards. Sir, you want to punish the American people? We're not punishing them. We're just kind of slapping them across the face for a little bit. Give them a bitch slap, you know what I mean? Sir, what do you propose to do, said government. Well, we tried rewarding them. We tried scaring them with death. It didn't work. No, sir, it didn't work. How about the people who are vaccinated, they can take off their mask. They can walk among the living, and they don't have to do the six steps behind each other. Sir, that's a brilliant idea. Well, the people believe this because 3 weeks ago, we're telling them that the hell was burning down. People were dying. There are pictures of India because they're not being vaccinated. They're not wearing a mask. We just told them a week ago that you should wear a mask. What are we going to do? Don't worry about it because Americans have short memories. They like to believe what's in front of them in the now. If we keep saying it over and over again, they'll believe it. And when they start seeing people walk around with no mask on, smiling, hugging each other, and those people who are not vaccinated, they're going to go, I wish I can do that. But we'll tell them, no, you will catch it and die. So you cannot hug, walk around with no mask on, blah, 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 blah. We punish the people who don't get vaccinated. Sir, that's a brilliant idea. Can we sell it? Yes, we can sell it. They'll ignore 2 weeks ago about what we said about even, they'll ignore 6 months ago when we said you must be, even if you're vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. They'll ignore that. They have short memories. They'll jump for joy. Can you imagine? They'll jump for joy. People will jump for joy going, my God, there's no more masks. I can walk. Go, sir, they could have done that before. I know, but we gave them the permission to do it. And they'll be so happy that they're going to forget that we really fucked them over. And I can get my agenda going. And I can reach my numbers. And my legacy would be the president who saved the United States and vaccinated people. We will be triumphant. I don't want to use the word oops. Let's cancel that word. Try trumpet. There's a trump in there. Trumpet. Get rid of that word. Sir, yes, sir. Let's do it. Okay. Now that's where we are. So, congratulations, people who have been vaccinated. You can now do what you've been doing your whole life. Walk around with public with no mask. Even correspondents don't understand this. They're confused. What? I was going to call this CDC. I make live calls once in a while. Ask them some hard questions, get the lowdown. I still might do it. Nobody's in the studio. I might do it. Hear it straight from the CDC. They pick up my call. But what I understand is this. If you've been vaccinated, it's a very slim chance that you can pass the COVID on to someone else. If you've been vaccinated, it's a very slim chance that you would catch it. But if you do catch the COVID, it's not going to cause hardly any damage because you're protected. Because I heard on the news, my God, the shot is working miracles. It's better working than beyond we thought it would be. Woo! There you go, folks. And that's the way the game is played. Then the question is funny. It is so funny to see how these so-called experts answer simple questions. And there was one simple question they asked, and they really couldn't answer it. Well, there's two. One about children, because they're talking about children 12 and up. And then they're talking about, then they're saying, well, my kid's going to be left out. He's 8 years old. And he feels like he's vulnerable. They asked him live on the air, and the experts say, well, we're working on it. We just don't have enough study. But we will get those little bastards, and we will experiment on them for your safety, and we'll see how it goes. So tell your little kid to be patient, and we will experiment on him soon. It's just funny to hear them go off script. Another question was really funny. It cracked me up when they were on TV. Is what they're saying, what about the assholes who are walking around with no mask on, but they're not vaccinated? How can you tell who's vaccinated, who's not? Again, they were stumped. Then they go back to the script. If you're vaccinated, you have a slim chance of getting it. If you're not vaccinated, you have a bigger chance. So if you're not vaccinated, please wear a mask. They'll go back to the script, but they couldn't do it. Now, you're asking now, Israel and some other countries have these little digital cards that you've been vaccinated with. Cool. Biden says, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to track our people. We're already paranoid as it is. Last thing they want you to know, you know, have a passport. Are you kidding me? So Biden says, no, we're not going to do it. Okay, sir, we're not going to do it. So now we're going to have assholes rocking around the street with no mask on who has not been vaccinated. That's the deal. And so the experts are going, I don't know, I guess. It's where we are, folks. This is why people don't believe the government. This is why. We have a couple of private messages. Since it's Friday, I might leave early. Since there's nobody in the studio, I can get the hell out of here. I got things to do. But I will broadcast a couple of things. And last week we started to talk about, and by the way, ever since I've been doing this, I've been getting more and more messages. Dead Ass Brian kind of thing. These are people who go on my page, send me a message, they listen to the show. Their message is usually about my thoughts on what's happening in their life. Got a couple of them since I have a little bit of time. And I wanted to do a prank call. I still might do it. Haven't done it in a while. It's Friday. But I know three people are listening, so I'm going to read their message. And they're serious messages. These are real messages, folks. And since I'm the only guy who's with the morning crew, I will answer it for you. That's right. My crew has abandoned me. They have thrown me over the boat. They have taken the last lifeboat from the Titanic, and they waved to me, good luck. I'm only kidding. If you're listening to me, guys, don't. I'm only joking. All right, let's get to our messages. Here we go. Here's the message.
Thank you so much for dropping me a line. I must not have gotten to my phone on time. It's either that or I didn't hear it ring. So please leave me a message when you hear the ding.
Ding. Yep, that's it. I was just looking for something. All right. Here we go. I keep people anonymous because they are on Facebook. You know, I know they're listening and they post, and the last thing I want them to do is get harassed because they ask me a question, so I keep them anonymous. Hi, Brian. I don't want to say your name because it won't be proper. It's Diane. Hi, Diane. Brian, I have a problem. Okay. I want to see what your thoughts are. No problem. Me and my boyfriend broke up before the pandemic. Okay. It's been almost a year since I have been with somebody. I know where it's going. Since they loosened up the guidelines, I only trust my boyfriend. Would it be wrong that I do a booty call for one night since I trust my ex? I am listening. You came to the right guy. Sex with the ex. Oh, man. How many times, if I had a nickel, how many times I did that? Let me tell you something. Since you're a female, I usually don't talk to females about that, but I'll try to put my femme side on. I'll try to be my feminine side. Hey, girl. All right, I'm there. Let me tell you something. Sometimes it's good. When people say it's good having sex with your ex, you know why it's good? I'll tell you why it's good. Because the woman, somebody in that relationship knows they're not going back. It's familiar pussy, familiar dick. But they know they're not going back. They're having sex for their ex. You know, there's a reason for it. But they know they're not going back to it. So they have great sex because it's just sex. You see what I'm talking about? And this is where the pussy trap comes in. Because if you haven't been with your ex for a while, then you get together for the booty thing. You're not having sex with the woman you were with. You're now having sex with the woman you're familiar with who's been single. She's not there having sex with you because she loves you, and vice versa. She's getting her thing on, her groove on. So that's going to be good shit, because now you're having sex with her when you first met her and who she was, because she's not there to try to impress you. She's not there to try to get you. So when you first met her, that's the sex you had. When you get married, she didn't give you that sex no more. You got married sex. Married sex is death. So you got single sex. So when you had sex with your ex, you got the single sex. But you didn't get the sex of when you were with her. So that shit was good. It was like candy. I see nothing wrong having sex with your ex. But if you still have feelings, now see, you brought up a good thing with the pandemic thing, because now the people's heads are going, I could touch somebody, have sex, and they're all this kind of stuff. What do I do? Do what you do. Tear up his dick and you bust his balls, ma'am. You go to town. You ride the Tony. You ride the Stallion. You grind it to the ground. But if you have feelings for him, don't do it. Because it's not so much for him. He's gonna love the sex, because you're going to give him some before marriage sex or before girlfriend and boyfriend sex, and that's the sex he got from you when you first met, and that was some good sex. That's why you got together, because he wanted that sex, and then you decided, well, I already got you. I'm not giving you that sex anymore. You get some other sex. He goes, this is another shit. I'm going to go cheat to get that sex that you used to give me. I say go for it. Ride the pony. Ride the pony. Get yourself a cowboy hat, and you ride them, baby. You ride them to dust. And all that feeling, I'm going to give you a hint. And then let me tell you something. I'll tell you something. It's between me and you, Diane. Listen to me, girl. You make sure it's the best sex he ever had in his life. You want revenge on his mother? Give him the best sex he ever had in his life. Do shit that you didn't want to do shit. Well, do shit that you did with other people that you never told him that you did. The shit that you like when you did with other people that he never knew about that you really liked. Give him that shit. And then when you're done, just like the movies, you get dressed and you just snap your fingers and out the door. That's it. Let him think about that for a while. If I helped you, think I did. Think I did. One more. See, that's what I go to school for. You know, I'm helping people. I'm helping people. That's what I do. I'm like the dear Abby of men. Like dear Nappy. That's what I do. One more, and then we get to our story. I'm trying to help people before the weekend. Trying to help people and do what I can. Part of me saving the world. Can't find my message thing. But there'll be a lot of music playing right now because I love music on Friday. Love music on Friday. Here we go.
Thank you so much for dropping me a line. I must not have gotten to my phone on time. It's either that or I didn't hear it ring. So please leave me a message when you hear the ding.
Ding. What's up, Brian? Again, I keep him anonymous because I don't want people to contact him. What's up, Andre? Brian, I'm a Bradista. What the hell is a Bradista? I don't know. I'm supposed to know these things. I work at Starbucks. I've been serving coffee. I got laid off. I have no money. I can't get my job back. But I met this girl who used to be a customer. She gave me her phone number and wants me to take her out. I've been thinking about her. What should I do? Thank you, Andre. You came to the right guy. Here's what you do, Andre. You do nothing. You're broke ass. That's it. You're broke ass. You're in a lose-lose situation, Andre. No woman wants to go out with a broke ass man. You can only lick it and spit it and spank it for so long before she has to, you know, maybe she wants to eat a hot dog or something. You don't have no money to feed her. Nothing's for free. Maybe she could buy you a cup of coffee because you're out of work. I don't know. Quit dreaming, Andre. Quit being an idiot. You know what to do. Get yourself a job. Keep the number. You know, there's some good jobs like you could turn. You could be on a corner turning those, like a sandwich board. You know, do these little things. That impresses women. You know what I mean? These, like, arrows and shit. There's a lot of things to do, Andre. You can work for Amazon. I hear Amazon's hiring. But don't do anything until you get a J-O-B. See, before you get the B-J, you got to get the J-O-B. No woman sucking on your broke-ass penis. When they suck on it, they want to hear change coming from your balls. You know what I mean? Change jiggling from your balls if they're that close. It's all about the money, honey. That's it. So, Andre, get a job before you even think about pussy, because pussy costs a lot of money. People don't, pussy's not free. Pussy costs money. And if you don't have money, you can't afford the pussy. That's just basically it. It's basic math. You should have learned that in eighth grade. 1 + 1 = money. 2 + 2 = money. When a woman opens her legs, it's basically a cash register. Cha-ching! Because you're going to have to feed the pussy. It's like a pussy bank. I mean, you want to go in there and deposit shit, but you know what I mean? But there's no savings. She will punish you for early withdrawal. You know that was coming. So she opens that leg up. It's like a bank. It's like the bank. Cha-ching! You know, you hear it in your head that, can you afford this? And while your legs are open, you're thinking, well, look at the meal. Can you afford to eat that meal? You better leave a tip. If you can't eat that meal and leave a tip, you have no business being there. There's no free pussy. Never seen free pussy in my life. Pussy comes with responsibilities. You feed them, house them. It's like a pet. You put them like they're gerbil. Like you put them in a cage. You have to pet them. You have to feed them. You have to house them. And if you're really unlucky, you have to listen to them. It costs a lot of money. Pussy costs money. So no, Andre. I suggest what you do is go to Pornhub. Now, that's my go-to. If you're broke, I don't do it because I'm broke. It's because, you know, I got a girl, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes I like to do freaky deaky. And I'm not going to ask my girlfriend to do freaky deaky. So I go to the Pornhub. It's like takeout. I take it out. So what I suggest, what I suggest for you to do, Andre, sometimes I crack myself up. I don't know what I say. What I suggest for you, Andre, is to get a job before you think about impressing some girl, and then you impress her. Once you do that, you'll be okay. If you go out with her or ask her out now, it's a lose-lose situation. Especially if she likes you and finds out that you have no job or your only goal in life is to make a sandwich. Get a job. All right, when we come back, there's a lot more, but I'm not going to go the whole show with it. And I hope I helped you. Andre, thank you for listening. Diana, thank you for listening. And I hope you continue listening. I hope I helped you out. When we come back, our main story, Donald Trump. And he's all, you know, we have people come in the studio who believe in a deep state. And this deep state is about this magical, mythical thing that the Republicans, is Donald Trump's paranoia, that the Democrats have this deep state. Republicans jumped on him because he knows you're paranoid, and he knows there's the average voter has a IQ of a donut. So they bought into the deep state, some kind of conspiracy that the Democrats are doing, some kind of cabala that the Democrats are in, and they call it the deep state. Donald Trump says it's a deep state. They're out to get me. They're out to get me. Paranoid old man who has his hand on the buzzer, on the codes. Well, there's a story that's very interesting. Donald Trump, I wrote this part, paranoid deep state. What he did was he hired some whores. And I can believe what this guy did. He hired some whores. Not just street whores. Whores. Donald Trump was so paranoid about the so-called deep state that he hired some expensive whores to infiltrate the GOP. So he wasn't going after the Democrats. He was going after the Republicans to find out who was talking about his old ass. We're going to talk about that as our main item. We're going to get into a little business, and there's some old thing I want to play. So you're listening to me, Brian Hammer Jackson. On Hammer 96.7 BT Radio. If you'd like to come in the studio, 319-527-6099. That's the number that'll get you in. That's the number you can talk to me. Today is Friday. It's loose. I may make a prank phone call. I haven't done it in a while. I had a great idea. I was cracking it, but I was laughing all night thinking I could pull this off as far as a prank phone call. I don't know if I have the courage to do it. I might do it depending on my mood. It'll be the first time on radio that it's been done. I also want to remind you on the 17th, 1456, I guess that's Monday. I've got to find out when the 17th is. That's Monday. I will be having my first interview live with the beautiful and amazing and talented Ms. Risdon, R-I-S-D-O-N. She's an author, and she writes crime stories. She's very talented. I've been on the air for over 10 years. It'll be the first time I'm doing face-to-face, my first live interview after 10 years. Can you believe that, guys? So reminding you about that. Look out for my group that I'm working on. There's some other surprises that are going to be happening over the weekend. I can't tell you about it on the air because you bastards will steal it. And if you didn't steal it, I'd be very disappointed in you. And when we come back, Donald Trump hires some whores to infiltrate the GOP to find out who's talking about his stupid old ass. So that's right. There's some whores in the White House. There's some whores in the house. There's some whores in the house. We'll be right back.
Certified freak. 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy. Make that pullout game weak. Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop. Put this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got. Put this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, well in some thighs. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it scream, make me scream. I don't public, make a scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Quick jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. You really ain't never got him fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots, hang your coat, but this wet ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep stroke, I need a Henny drink, I need a weed smoke. Not a garden snake, I need a King Cobra with a hook in it, hope it lean over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit. He got a beard, well I'm trying to wet it. I let him piss, now he diabetic. I don't wanna spit, I wanna go, I wanna gag, I wanna choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My hickam is fire, punani the sunny is going and drying, it's coming outside, yeah. I run on that stand, now the cops behind me. I spit on his mic and I heat trying to sign me.
Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch, handcuffs, leashes. Switch my wig, make him feel like he's T10. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eat you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor. I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If you fuck me and ask who's is it, when I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Now from the top, make it drop. That's some wet ass pussy. Now get a bucket and a mop. That's some wet ass pussy. I'm talking wop, wop, wop. That's some wet ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot. That's some wet ass pussy. Huh.
Yeah. I love whores. Whores, 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 whores. Man, I love whores. We should have a whore month. Celebrate the whores. Horse, 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 horse. All right, here we go. Story time. Now I can get the hell out of here. So it's this dude, friend of Donnie Boy, talked to this paranoid, delusional, misfit, con man, embarrassment to the country, trying to take over the country, liar, misfit, probably has an STD, one or two, hangs around with his best friend Epstein. Remember that guy? Oh, you might remember him as 45, or Trump. Yeah, that dude. Well, they hire some spies to run, they call it creative. How creative? Operation Honeypot. Okie dokie. I wonder if a woman would get upset if I called her honeypot. That's what they did. Operation Honeypot. What they did was they get a bunch of Donald Trump's allies. They were so paranoid. They were so convinced that there was a deep state. They were so convinced. And remember what I said, a deep state where people, Democrats, had this Kabbalah, this Illuminati that's coming to get them, and they're going to destroy Donald Trump and then take him down, and he'll go in the hells of fire. So he was so convinced that there was such a thing. So they're rooting out the deep state. So somebody had a brilliant idea. I mean, oh, my God, it's just so brilliant, so original. Somebody go, sir, I have an idea. And Donald Trump goes, well, what is it? And he goes, sir, why don't we get some whores? Donald Trump goes, it sounded like a good idea. And then he did that Donald Trump dance, you know, where he grabs his hands. It's like he's, you ever see him dance? It's like he's driving and he's turning the steering wheel to the left and to the right, but there was no car going. That's his dance. So he did the dance. He goes, whores are good. I like it. So they ran with it. What should we call it? So nobody would know. Let's call it Honeypot. Nobody would ever know. Okay, good. So let's start it. Let's start it. So they employed, they don't want it linked to them, so they hired some British spies. Brits love to do this shit. You know, Jane Bondage. Oh, Jane Bondage was a movie I saw on Pornhub. James Bond. Jane Bondage was excellent, by the way. I recommend it. Five stars. So they hire some British spies to recruit women as honey traps. Their intent is to fetter, they want to get out. They want to see who it is talking about them. The critics. And then President Trump. So they set the officials, senators and governors and heads of states and security, whatever. So they would recruit these women. And they would set them out on dates in D.C. restaurants. Now, this goes to tell me, you know, all of a sudden Ted Cruz and some of these people love Donald Trump. It's like, what's going on there? Might have worked. Because if you're getting a senator who was trapped into that Capitol fearing for his life, he was there saying, oh, they were just tourists. Something wrong. Well, we just found this out. So here's how it works. The spying scheme was orchestrated in part by Project Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, or Veritas, whatever you want to call it. This is according to the New York Times. It targeted members of the FBI. What? What? You're going to seduce the FBI with whores? No, no way. Our government men, our G men, will not hit the G spot. You know what? Where's Melissa? Hello, baby.
Oh, my God. Can it get any worse?
It can. That's why I have to mock it. It's just so stupid. How you doing, sweetheart?
Yeah. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm tired, and I'm trying to work it. And you know how when I get tired, I get very silly. I get very silly.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, how am I doing so far?
Good. Good, everyone. Where is everybody?
Good. They're rebelling against me. I'm paranoid. Oh. They're saying you did not go up at 7 a.m. So therefore, I'm not going to support this kind of thing. And that's it.
Nah, I don't think so.
I'm a paranoid, delusional person. That's what I feel. Somebody called me a drunken man. He's a drunk man. He's acting like a drunk man.
Acting like a drunk.
I know. I laugh my. She's so
that
cute.
Was the
I
best.
Laugh my. That was the best. Well, the best. The other one was, "You think you're funny, aren't you, baby?" To me, that crack up. That was at the top.
That's
too.
A good one
her.
Too.
I love her to death. Well, Melissa, this is what's happening. Donald Trump got so paranoid that he hired a British spy to get some whores. And what they did was they got these beautiful whores, and they started targeting the FBI. Who else did he target? Senators and so on and so forth, for the sole purpose to find out who's talking about him and who's talking about him bad. Right. It says here, there's some things here. You're going to – Betsy DeVos is in here. Former – it says here, New York recruit women as honey traps. They call them honey traps. The spying scheme was orchestrated in part by a project. I already told you that. It targeted members of the FBI, the State Department – and check this out. And even Trump's National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster. He targeted his own people. And they talk about the deep state. The deep state is meant for Democrats. These are Democrats with the cabal, and they're coming to get Trump and blah, blah, blah. But he didn't target any Democrats. He targeted only Republicans, top Republicans. He targeted them. Now, I'm going to go as far as saying he wanted some blackmail on their ass. Melissa, you know what I mean?
I do.
That's why you got your Ted Cruz's and everything. So what Trump did was he got some high heinies, some very high-paid heinies. It's unclear. Here we go here. Let me see what else they did. He trained the women at Wyoming Ranch of this guy. I'm not even going to mention his name. So they got the women, and they trained them to be whores in Wyoming at a ranch. And you know who trained these women? You're not going to believe who trained these women. Betsy DeVos' brother was the one who trained the women. Betsy DeVos' brother trained these women. Various women were recruited for it, including Texas journalist Tara Price and former Survivor contestant Anna Coit, who were among Trump supporters at the Capitol on January 6th. He even got a journalist and a contestant on Trump's show to be whores. Whores. How low can you go, my God? God, he pimped out his own people. Wish I thought of that. Their job was to go to dinner with the government officials and agents in D.C. and try to record them saying bad things about Trump. That was their job. They'll then report back to the project which is a guy named Richard Seiden. He was a former MIG agent, hired glamorous women to seduce high-profile targets. This is how low Trump went. This is how low this guy is. He targeted his own people, man. He wanted to take them down. Quaid was tasked with seducing state dependents. Melissa, this is just how low can you get with this filthy filth of a person?
It's strategy.
Oh.
You know that, right?
Oh, sure. I fell to it a lot of times. I mean, they took off their top and they said, "What do you know? I know nothing." And then they did it.
Yeah.
And they said, "Now do you know anything?" "I still know nothing, but thank you." They do it.
I'm telling you. I know a lot about the Whitey Bulger stuff. Do you know what they used to do?
Right.
They would beat me. They made friends with all these FBI agents, right?
Right.
And they would give them booze because he didn't drink. And they would get him to talk. Give them wine, and they'd have parties with hookers, right?
Mm. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To the FBI agents. Yeah.
Diabolical.
It's an old game. Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope they don't do it to my Blackie Bulger.
I know.
With the
right?
Whitey Bulger and the Blackie Bulger.
You've never heard of the Whitey Bulger, have you?
I've never seen a Whitey Bulger. I've seen a lot of Black
Bulger.
No, Bulgers.
You don't know who Whitey Bulger is? My God.
I know. He was,
my God, but that's what they did.
He was never a mafia guy, though. He lived in Boston for a while because he never made it. Right. He never was a made man because he was
Irish.
He
made his own. You can't, but there were two different mafias. And did you know that his mafia took down the Italian mafia in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut? Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that was part of the thing, was the booze and the hookers and the...
Yeah. The booze and the broads, my friend. The booze
with the FBI.
And the broads.
Yep.
What does... You know, I still don't understand, Melissa, and I'm talking to you as a friend and a peer, not as an amazing man and a beautiful woman as we are.
I'm
the man. Yes. I never understood that a woman can make people do things, a strange woman, to make you lose your marriage, make you lose your house, your career, everything, tell secrets your whole entire life. I never understood that.
Because men are stupid.
I never understood it.
Men are stupid.
I agree with you.
Sorry.
I mean, no. I mean, you know, men think it's some kind of magical, how would I call it? Let's just call it, I can't call it a nana because that's too close to grandma. You know what I'm talking about? Like down there is something magical, and we got to have it something strange. But if they go to biology, it's kind of built the same way. If you close your eyes, you think you're just doing it with your wife and you're cheating. I just don't understand how men can be so hypnotized with strange pussy. I don't.
I don't know.
Me, myself, been always afraid of strange pussy. I've been afraid of it. It scared me. I was never happy with it. You know, every time I did, what came into my head, because you and I have the same affliction, I don't know, but maybe I have it more than you. Like public bathrooms, I cannot do it, you know. Go on it, on and on, that kind of thing. I don't know, and every time I had to strange, what do you want to call it? It's a candy. Every time I had, the guy says, "Kiss could be listening, Brian." Okay. I never was happy with
the strange candy. Well, they
shouldn't be. I know they shouldn't be. They're turning me on just because he said it. What are you listening to, son? Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Where are you going? I'm going out to get some candy.
Get out of here, kids.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Mama's listening to Brian.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I never, when I had the strange candy, I was always worried. I could never enjoy it. I didn't know if she was going to give me a disease. I don't know what I was into. I didn't know anything about her. After I had it, I kept looking at my penis to see if it looked different. If it was one little bump, I did. I tell you, if I saw a bump that I did not recognize, I'm in the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
I had this fear of STD. The fear of the STD really drove me crazy for 5 days. Anyway. So that's what he did. So going back, if there's a psychiatrist, I'd really like to talk to you and charge you for just talking to me. You haven't talked to me. You haven't heard these problems. I used to pay for it. Here we go. So the journalist was a task. What she did was she tried to seduce the State Department employee into admitting on fake dates, film undercover, that they disliked Trump and wanted to hurt Trump. Then she said she admitted taking part in a project but says she never kissed anyone. You dirty damn bitch. You didn't even have the courtesy to kiss them. Right. You just took their money, dressed like a hooker, teased them, gave them government blue balls.
You just triggered me.
Right.
Did you know that Jared Kushner's father did that to somebody?
Oh, yeah. He did it to his
That
his
same
no,
scenario,
he did,
remember?
He did it to his daughter. It was his daughter's husband.
It was a family something.
Yeah, it was his daughter. It was his daughter. Well, no. I'm sorry.
It was a male. And they got a hooker to go in, and they read about it.
Right. It was now you just brought that up. What was Kushner? How do you spell K-E-R Kushner?
K-U-S-H-N-E-R.
Okay. That's a...
put in Jared Kushner's father. And
right.
They pardoned his ass.
Did they give him up? Oh, they did. Trump did do it.
Yeah, Trump did. Yeah.
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 He might have pardoned.
He
you
was
know,
serving
he
federal time, right?
Right. He might have gave Rudy Giuliani, he might have gave Giuliani a pardon, a pocket pardon. His name was Charles Kushner.
Mm-hmm. And read about,
I can't read it because, you know, when you get these pop-up things now that you have to buy, it's driving me crazy. Hold on. Let me get these things.
Is something similar to that?
Oh, yeah. Who is Jared Kushner's father? Details and why he needed. Okay, let me try this one. President Trump just pardoned Charlie Kushner, but how did he end up in prison? Well, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Gather around, boys and girls. Telling you another story. It's a scary story. Jared Kushner's father has been granted clemency.
Mm-hmm.
Jared, who is Trump's son-in-law, also has served as the president's senior advisor throughout the year in an office. Charlie was one of 26 new pardons. It's Charlie.
Charlie.
Okay. Charlie. And how he wound up convicted of a crime. Who was his father? Well, Charlie, first of all, he's a disbarred attorney. Got him out of there. He was a real estate developer who found his own company in 1985. He inherited roughly 4,000 New Jersey apartments from his father, that's Jared, and eventually grew the company portfolio for more than 10,000 apartments. By the way, those apartments were losing money, by the way, so Jared had to go to Arabia to extort some money from the Arabian princes just to get him out of debt. That's a little story. You know what I mean? It's like I tell the story, Melissa, about Ruth, but I never watched Ruth and enjoy Ruth because I know the future. I mean, Ruth ended. If you remember the story, Ruth, how it ended, you got Chicken George coming in with a wagon and gathering up the family, and they're riding down the trail happily ever after. Oh, you're riding in the future. Next thing you know, as soon as the wagon stopped, the popo got there and put a knee on his neck and broke Chicken George's neck, twisted it. Just like a chicken. That's how it ended.
Poor Chicken George.
Poor Chicken George. Well,
who played him? I can see him.
Oh,
who played
you know who played Chicken? Oh,
was it Ben?
Was it, yeah.
Vereen?
You're getting. Yeah, I think it was.
He was a dancer, right?
Yeah, he was the dancer. I met him when he was doing the electric company.
What the heck? I can see him.
Was it Ben Vereen? Am I thinking? I think it was
yeah,
Ben
yeah,
Vereen.
I think. Was it
Ben
Vereen?
Vereen? There was two. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking of the other guy. I think it was Ben Vereen. Yeah.
Let me.
I think it was
because I hate to bring something like that up and not know it. You know what I mean?
Right. I think you got a good memory there, kid.
Yeah.
Well, Sammy School is out of retirement. She never lost a case. She will research this.
Okay. Who played the old Chicken George? It was Ben.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, let's get into this Kushner thing.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So anyway, who is Charlie Kushner is Jared's father. So after he's been debarred, I like that group, Debarred. It's a good group. One of
DeBarred.
Them, Mary Janice Jackson.
Wait a minute.
So, Charlie. He came under. So what happened is that this is Jared's father. After he was disbarred from the legal profession, he went into the dirty, dirty field of real estate, which is a dirty scumbag. Only con artists and scum are in the real estate business. It's really filthy, corrupt. So he inherited 4,000 New Jersey apartments, which later went into debt. I already know what happened. He asked Jared as the heir apprentice to bail him out. Who cares? Eventually grew the company's portfolio to more than 10,000 apartments outside of the property management. Though Charlie is best known from his criminal endeavors, Charlie first came under federal investigation after a major falling out with his brother, Murray.
Brother-in-law.
It says his brother, but it's brother-in-law, Murray? It says his brother.
Yeah, it says, after Charles Kushner discovered his brother-in-law was cooperating with federal authorities, the wealthy real estate executive and father of President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared, hatched a scheme for revenge and intimidation. Kushner hired a prostitute to lure his brother-in-law, then arranged to have the encounter in a New Jersey motel room recorded with a hidden camera, and the recording sent to his sister, the man's wife. The scheme didn't work. Kushner later pleaded guilty to tax evasion and making illegal campaign donations in a case tailor-made for the tabloid headlines. So this is something these people do, right? Hold on, I've got to mute.
Yeah. Oh, and thank you. She'll come back. And, yeah, these are the – and you know who went after him? Well, our favorite lawyer went after him. To bring him down, because guess who prosecuted. Yeah, that's the right word. No, prostituted. Chris Christie was the one who prosecuted Charlie. And here it is right here in Christie's own voice. Right here. Here's the evidence. Got the receipt.
I want to talk about Jared Kushner. You talk about him in the book because simply it comes down that he's the one who fired you, right?
That's what Steve Bannon told me, yes.
And you believe that?
Sure.
I want to talk about Jared Kushner. You talk about him in the book because, frankly, it comes down that he's the one who fired you, right?
That's what Steve Bannon told me, yes.
And you believe that?
Sure.
Right. You believe that because there's history between the two of you.
Between me and his father, not between me and him.
But you can understand why he takes it personally.
Yes,
and would
no.
You, I mean, would you separate your experience if your father had been put in jail from the prosecutor who put him in jail?
If my father was guilty, I would.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if I thought that my father had not done something, and that he had been wrongly accused and wrongly convicted, that would be one thing. In this instance, Mr. Kushner pled guilty.
To illegal campaign contributions.
Tax evasion and witness tampering. Significant crimes.
I was surprised that you didn't give yourself more of a defense for prosecuting Charles Kushner in the book.
I just think that it was so obvious he had to be prosecuted that, I mean, if a guy hires a prostitute to seduce his brother-in-law and videotapes it, and then sends the videotape to his sister to attempt to intimidate her from testifying before a grand jury, do I really need any more justification than that? I mean, it's one of the most loathsome, disgusting crimes that I prosecuted when I was U.S. attorney. And I was U.S. Attorney in New Jersey, Margaret, so we had some loathsome and disgusting crime going on there. But I just laid out the facts. And any objective person who looks at the facts knows, confronted with those facts, I had a moral and an ethical obligation to bring that prosecution.
There you go. That's disgusting, even more disgusting than Chris Christie laying on a beach in Jersey in a tutu or a Speedo. That in your head. So that's what happened. Disgusting people. So there's no wonder, going back to our story, as we go back to our story, I hope I still have the story. Yeah. So we go to Trump. I think I got rid of our story. Uh-oh. Nope. Oh, here we go. So Trump believed in the deep state so bad, he got so paranoid, that he hired a British spy who then hired whores to seduce people in the administration to see who's loyal to Trump. So, you know, I love how some women try to, it's already low, right? It's already low to say, you know, it's like, I'm going to hire a prostitute. Okay. And a prostitute does everything, but a prostitute will always say, but I didn't kiss him. I didn't kiss him. And it's the same thing as this journalist said. She said, filthy, dirty, filthy whore mouth. That she was a journalist, that she went into this seducing, into seduce men, and she had the nerve to say, I admitted taking part in a project, but says she never kissed anyone. Well, that's what a whore says. That's what a whore says. If you ever paid money to a whore, she's not going to kiss you. I mean, she'll do everything else, but she's not going to kiss you. That's the first thing a whore says. If you don't believe me, I'm asking the whores to come in. Whores, come on in. If you are a whore, 319-527-6099. I'd like to ask you the question. Whores, and you get a free, and if you come, if the whores come in, you get a free gift. Come on in, whores. But that's what a whore will say. I did it, but I didn't kiss him. Is that, you're still a whore. You used to be a journalist, and you whored for Trump. I wonder who is this person. Now she's getting to me. Anna Kate, that's who she is. I wonder if she's on YouTube. I wonder, do we know who she is? She went undercover as a whore, went to whore school, had whore training school. I wonder who she is. We might know who she is. Oh, hello. No. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, here she is. Apparently, she had a dream about the president. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, here's her dream. Wait a minute. This is who she is, Anna Quate. She dreams about President Trump on April 6th.
Hey, everybody. God bless you. I wanted to share about a dream that I had last week about President Donald Trump. I've had an increase in dreams the past few months from the Lord, and this one really stuck out to me.
Did you just call Donald Trump the Lord? Or am I getting confused here? What? What the? Wait a minute. Why do I wake up and do this? You know, sometimes ignorant is blessed. I would have never heard this woman in my life if I didn't do this show. Sometimes it's blessed. She went full retard. She went full retard. You don't go full retard. We had a talk about that. We warned you, don't go full retard. She went full retard. She's talking about the Lord, but yet she was trained as a prostitute to go undercover to find out people talking shit about Donald Trump. But she says it's okay because I didn't kiss him. Then she has a dream about Donald Trump. She went full retard. You never go full retard. What's up, Miles? I'm only going to say it. Miles. All right. You're not going to answer me? Then I'm going to move on. You don't go full retard. I know you like me saying your name, Cole. I'm only going to say it one more time. That's it. And then I'm going to refer to you as something else if you don't say hello, because you're on the air right now, and you're making me talk to you. In fact, this is the best conversation you and I ever had. Just keep doing what you're doing. So you never go full retard. Right on cue. Hello.
Hello.
Are you high again? What are you doing?
Not really.
Are you smoking? Huh?
No, not really.
What are you doing?
I'm eating an orange.
Okay. All right. That's my train of thought. Morons, man. Just morons. You don't go full. Everybody knows you don't go full retard. She doesn't even make sense. Here's what she said. Again, this is the hoe that went undercover. She's a journalist, but she went undercover for Donald Trump. She went undercover. She whored for the Lord. Listen.
Oh, Lord.
She whores for Jesus. Here it is.
That I had last week about President Donald Trump. I've had an increase in dreams the past few months from the Lord, and this one really stuck out to me. So I wanted to go into detail about what I saw because I think it's very significant.
She's dreaming about the Lord, too, in one of her dreams? Wow. She's like a holy fuck. That would bring in the sentence, holy fuck. Wow. Wow. She's pretty, though. She's pretty. I guess it wouldn't work if you had an ugly whore. We wouldn't get much business and much information. You get a big fat ass.
Holy pussy.
God. I would pick the bad day to stop cocaine. Oh.
Yes, she did.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
What the hell? All right, let's go back to the woman. Let's go back to her. Let's see what she has to say. I mean, my God. She's a pretty girl, too. Trump still has his groupies. Who needs Melania? This one's a young thing. Pretty young thing. PYT, pretty young thing. All right, here she is.
This one really stuck out to me, so I wanted to go into detail about what I saw because I think it's very significant. And I'll just jump into the dream now. Basically, I went to sleep, and I'm instantly in this dream.
Usually when you go to sleep, you do have a dream. Let's just examine your IQ for a minute. Okay, one. Usually when you go to sleep, you do have a dream. That's usually how it works. But never mind that, because you're a whore. There's some holes in the house. There's some holes in the house. So, hey, she may not be the sharpest crayon in the box, but she does have a box. It counts for something. That's what guys care about.
Holy
right?
Hoes.
Yeah. How do you think the restaurant got built? Jack in the Box? Do you think how he thought he got that down there? Right? Look at that. All right. Holy ho. Heidi ho.
Heidi
ho. Look at this. So meanwhile, she's wearing a black T-shirt, and it says, "The truth hurts," and the truth, between the truth, there's a cross. It's a cross where Jesus is. So let's see how much she loves the Lord. Or does she think Donald Trump is the Lord? Here you go.
This one really stuck out to me, so I wanted to go into detail about what I saw because I think it's very significant. And I'll just jump into the dream now. Basically, I went to sleep, and I'm instantly in this dream.
Really?
And I found myself in an audience ready for some kind of show.
Ooh.
Getting good now. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Wow. Okay. Getting good now. Saw this shit on Pornhub. Let's see how it turns out. I know the one I saw had a happy ending. Jeez. Why am I on the air? Oh, man. Going back to her dream. Here we go. All right, guys, get your boners ready for takeoff. All right, this is your captain speaking. We will be popping boners at the altitude of 2 feet off the ground. Make sure you're table's in an upright position. We don't want any accidents on this plane. Get ready to take off. There, we are passing out your vibrators as we speak. Good timing. Oh, my God. We go back. She's ready for
the
show.
Who did that?
Welcome back, kiddo. Welcome
back. Who did that?
I don't. Did you do that? It wasn't
me. No.
Was it really?
No.
It was not you?
No.
Honest? Really? I thought it was you.
Honestly.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
There's 4 111s in the studio. I don't know who did it. I don't know who did it.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Can you believe this story? Could you still hear the story, what's going on with this woman?
Yeah.
Really?
She sounds crazy.
But she's hot, man. She's hot as hell. Well, here's her story. Here's her story.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
I know.
That's mine.
That's yours. Okay.
That's mine. No. That's mine. Cole did that, I think.
He probably did. And why would
Cole
have a vibrator? You know what he probably did.
Oh.
Really? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Think about that one.
Wow.
Right.
You have a really horrible mind.
Who, me?
Because I didn't even think of that.
My mind is going to be stayed for evil. They will study my mind for years to come. Evil.
All right.
Yeah. Evil. Here we go. Here we go. This story, it interests me because there are people who actually believe this shit. Here we go. This is the woman, by the way, at this setup, that volunteered to be the whore for Trump's honeypot. Her job is to seduce heads of state, FBI men in it. But she was a journalist before. But
really?
We wanted to find out. And she's a God-fearing woman. Everything's about the Lord. Jesus Christ, Lord, have mercy. But yet she volunteered herself as a prostitute. And she claims, I didn't kiss them. Okay, I admit I did it, but I didn't kiss them. Well, you know, the Lord doesn't. Mariella, so this is who she is. I didn't know who she was, but she's talking about a dream she had about Trump. Let's see how deep a groupie is. So here she is.
I went to sleep, and I'm instantly in this dream.
And Melissa, if you want to see who this girl is, I'm going to put it, let me see, because you got to see her. I'm going to put it
Facebook?
In your, yeah, your Facebook. Let me see right here.
Okay.
Because, and I'll put it in Laverne's thing, too, if she's listening. I think Laverne is protesting against me.
No.
You don't think
no.
so?
No. Mm-mm.
All right, let me see. Let me see here. Here you go. This is who this woman is. So you get an idea. Oh, damn it. Wait a minute, I didn't get the... Hold on, where is she? Because you gotta see this. You gotta see this woman. And here she is. This is who this woman is. She looks good. I mean, you gotta admit she looks good. She looks good. She can pass for a whore. So here she is, and here we go. Here we go.
Dream. And I found myself in an audience ready for some kind of show. I didn't realize it was actually a game show, more like a game. It was a football game that I was watching. So as I'm sitting in this audience, I remember.
She's probably the football.
Remember, it was like we were sitting on bleachers, but it wasn't outside, it was inside. It was like a private area for observers. And
I know her code word, her private area, footballs. I know the code word. She's talking porn hubbies, private area, balls, indoors, code.
And I'm sitting there, and I knew on my right side there were a bunch of Democrats sitting there. And I'm looking around, trying to understand what was going on, what are we about to watch.
Oh, my God, the Democrats were sitting there. She knew there were a bunch of Democrats. I don't know how she knew them, unless she had stickers on their head in her dream saying Democrat. But there's a bunch of them on my left side, said the Lord. Interesting and interesting.
And in walks in a woman that looks very familiar to me. I knew she was of importance.
Yes, and that woman is Stormy Daniels.
Meow.
Bow, wow, chicka, bow, wow. Again, we continue.
But I didn't know her name. And I asked her on, I said, who's this woman that just walked in? And they said, oh, that's Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger, she's the one that started Planned Parenthood. And I asked, oh, that's interesting. Why is she walking in here? And they said, well, she was invited by the Democrats to come and observe what was happening.
Yeah, that's what we Democrats do. We'll come into your dreams. We'll take a poll, survey, you know. Stuff a couple of ballots. Then when you wake up, you all of a sudden become nice and kind and get rid of your conspiracy theories, help people. That's what we do. That's what we do.
By the way, I've never seen Margaret Sanger before. I mean, I looked her up, and she kind of looked very similar to the pictures I've seen, but she had gray hair. And that fast forwards to a scene where I am now sitting a bit closer to what was happening, and I looked and I saw a big field. It was a big, big football field. And I look and I see Joe Biden throwing the ball around, and then past him was President Trump. And I saw him practice.
You know, she's a pretty girl, and not many girls dream about 80, 70-something old men throwing their balls around in a football field. So you're going to actually dream about 70-something old men on a football field throwing the balls around. And beside you are Democrats that you know are Democrats because there's a Democrat cheering section. You know who they are because they're wearing masks. Well, hot girl dreaming about 70-something old men throwing their balls around in a field.
practicing. And next to him, while he was practicing, was Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
I was observing and wondering, huh?
Did Tom Brady get a break? Why you put Tom Brady with the old man? I mean, doesn't this guy have enough problems? All right. Tom. Here we go.
Big football field. And I look and I see Joe Biden throwing the ball around. And then past him was President Trump. And I saw him practicing. And next to him, while he was practicing, was...
I picture Joe Biden on the football field and Trump in a cheerleading outfit doing his Trump dance, going back and forth in his little cheer skirt. All right, I'll continue to dream.
Tom Brady. And I was observing and wondering, why is President Trump being trained to throw a football? I thought in my spirit, well, he's definitely going to beat Joe Biden because President Trump is stronger. He's not as frail as Joe Biden. I thought, well, he's got Tom Brady on his team. That's pretty interesting. So he was being trained, and this was off on the sideline as we were about to see this game start, this football game. And President Trump, I remember looking at President Trump throw the ball, the football, because obviously they were being trained as a quarterback, it seemed. And President Trump took a football, and he threw it, and it went really far, and I thought, whoa, that's awesome. And then I saw Joe Biden throw the ball, and it was like barely making it a few yards. I mean, it was wishy-washy, and it was just, it wasn't a good throw. And I thought, wow, President Trump is going to win this game. And that fast forwards to a scene where I'm sitting in a private section where we are also waiting for the game and the show to start. So I look over and I see Melania Trump, and in front of her sitting there was Ivanka Trump. And I looked over at them and I said, let me ask you a question. I'm about to put out a tweet and talk about how the Democrats invited Margaret Sanger, of all people, to observe this game. Who did President Trump invite? Because I would love to put out a tweet. And Melania looked at me and she said, I have no idea who's invited. And I knew in my spirit that Melania Trump never really pays attention to who's on the list, and a lot of times she doesn't even know who these people are. And I've never met Melania. I've never heard this before, but that's just what I felt in the dream, that Melania Trump doesn't really even pay attention to who President Trump invites. So she had no idea who President Trump invited. And so I looked at Ivanka, and I said, Ivanka, can you give me a name? Who did President Trump invite? And Ivanka looked at me and said he invited Lana Del Rey to this football match. I don't know if she's a Republican or a Democrat. I've never heard her talk anything about politics. I don't even follow her. But anyway, I just thought her name stuck out. So Larey means king and Lorena means queen. So there might be a significant thing there, but I'm just going to go through the dream. And I thought, okay, so I made this tweet and I put it out there. And from there, that fast-forwarded to the next scene, which was me being in a private room with President Trump and Melania. President Trump was sitting in front of a television, and he was watching something on the television. And Melania was sitting in the back of the room drinking tea. And I'm looking at President Trump. I'm looking at the screen, and he's observing really carefully at the screen in front of him. And I'm looking at the screen and I'm thinking, why is he here? He's about to play. Why is he here in this private room watching the game? And he's watching very closely what's going on. And I look at the screen and it's the football game, but it wasn't actual game. It was like there was a break, and there were some people on the screen, and it was just people practicing, and I'm just watching, and I'm thinking, why is he not out there? He's supposed to be playing right now. It all made sense later because this was some kind of halftime show, but he was overtly watching every detail that was going on in this game, even though there was a break. And so I'm looking at President Trump, and I just get up, and I just start praying in tongues, and I'm just praying. And Melania calls me over. She says, Anna, come here. And she looked at me and she said, can I eat this biscuit?
Uh-oh. Melania calls her over and says, can I eat this biscuit? Code word. If you look at other pictures of Melania Trump in her soft porn picture, she's in bed with a woman. Maybe the woman was eating Melania's biscuit. It is very strange. Code word, biscuit. I get it. Google Melania Trump. Look at her porn. She's in bed with another girl eating biscuits. The plot thickens. You don't have to be a Columbo to understand what's going on here. Can I eat your biscuit?
Closely, what's going on? And I look at the screen, and it's the football game, but it wasn't an actual game. It was like there was a break, and there were some people on the screen, and it was just people practicing, and I'm just watching, and I'm thinking, why is he not out there? He's supposed to be playing right now. It all made sense later because this was some kind of halftime show. But he was overtly watching every detail that was going on in this game, even though there was a break.
Right.
And so I'm looking at President Trump, and I just get up and I just start praying in tongues, and I'm just praying. Right. And Melania calls me over. She says, Anna, come here. And she looked at me and she said, can I eat this biscuit? Because I have gastritis. I thought, can you eat this biscuit because you have gastritis? I think.
Why would you think of Melania to have gas? You're dreaming about old men, and then you put in Tom Brady for whatever reason. And then you're dreaming about his wife, and she has to eat your biscuit. But then she has gas. I'm not a dream analyst, but this is about to get freaky. Kids, I have to be responsible. If you're listening to this right now, I have to be responsible. Put your headphones on so your parents will not hear you listening to the show. That's all I have to say. Listen responsibly. Because we're about to eat some biscuits. And Melania has gastritis. It's about to get real. All right, kids. You got your headphones on? That way your parents won't get mad at you. Because they have to do the show responsibly. You know what I mean, kiddies? It's a kid show. All right, now that you got your headphones on, kids, let's continue with this dream.
So I'm not sure. Maybe not. I'm not really sure. I don't really know much about gastritis. I don't know. I know it does come on with stress. And I know, you know, my mom has it once in a while. She can't have anything acidic. But I think biscuits are fine, but I'm not sure. So she put it on the side and she didn't eat it. She just kept drinking her tea. And she looked nervous. She looked stressed out. She couldn't even watch the screen. She was on the other side of the room.
That's because you have her husband's dick in your mouth. I don't know. It could be that. Just a guess if this is where the dream is going. Kids, put your headphones on.
And I thought, this is odd. This is interesting. Okay. And then all of a sudden, as I finish talking to Melania, President Trump walks up. And he looks at us and says, I'm told not to fly on a plane right now because it's extremely windy. But you know what? That's okay. I'm not nervous about it. Let's just jump on the jet and let's go back to the arena. Melania just looked at him and just agreed. She didn't argue.
How big is this arena that you have to get on a jet? Must be one hell of an arena. Must be huge. Anywho, back to the dream.
She wasn't nervous, even though the pilot is saying that we shouldn't be getting on the flight. Melania says she backs her husband 100% and just, you know, she's humble. Proverbs 31, woman, and I thought, wow, how beautiful is she? And so, and I said, listen, I'm going. I don't care what the pilots have to say. If President Trump, you say let's go, let's go. I'm not going to argue. I'm gonna just, if I die, I die with them. It's okay. This is the worst way to die. So we, that being fast forward, she was sitting on the plane with President Trump in between me. I'm on his right, Melania is on his left, and we take off on this private jet back to the arena. And as we take off, it's really windy, and we're being shaken to and fro. And as
to and fro. I gotta look up the numbers. 1, 2, 3, fro. Huh. Must be number fro. Okay. Makes sense. Huh. Back to the dream.
I'm being shaken to and fro. I look out of the window and I see this deep blue sea under us. Vast deep blue sea, and on the left side I see trees and the land.
I see trees of green, bright yellow too. Donald Trump is for me and you. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world. Mm-hmm. I see this old man grabbing me, trying to eat my biscuit. I hope it tastes so good, because I don't want him to miss it. And I said to myself, what a wonderful world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Back to the show. Here we go.
And we're supposed to be flying over the sea. And it was really turbulent, really windy. I thought, whoa, we might not make it. And as we're experiencing this rough air and wind, I looked at them and I said, let's worship Jesus. And so I just start singing, Jesus, Jesus. And I just keep, you know, singing his name. And all of a sudden they start.
Jesus. Oh, Lord, please deliver us from this airplane. Melania has gastritis. Can't take it anymore, Lord. I will sing your praise. Jesus will help us. Because you know why Jesus will help us? Because Jesus loves the little children. And all the little children in the world. Red and yellow, black and white. Even though he is white. He loves us all. And he's a young thing that would not leave his mother. Something like that. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me, Jesus. Thank you.
You know, she's a humble Proverbs 31 woman. And I thought, wow, how beautiful is she? And so, and I said, listen, I'm going. I don't care what the pilots have to say. If President Trump, you say, let's go, let's go. I'm not going to argue. I'm going to just, if I die, I die with them. It's okay. This is the worst way to die. So we, that being fast forward, she was sitting on the plane with President Trump in between me. I'm on his right. Melania is on his left. And we take off on this private jet back to the arena. And as we take off, it's really windy. And we're being shaken to and fro. And as it's being shaken to and fro, I look out of the window and I see this deep blue sea under us, this vast deep blue sea. And on the left side, I see trees and the land. And we're supposed to be flying over the sea. And it was really turbulent, really windy. I thought, whoa, we might not make it. And as we're experiencing this rough air and wind, I looked at them and I said, let's worship Jesus. And so I just start singing, Jesus, Jesus. And I just keep, you know, singing his name. And all of a sudden, they start following along. Melania starts singing Jesus, and then so does President Trump. He starts singing Jesus. And as soon as we got into worship,
President Trump, footnote, it's been documented, President Trump singing Jesus, and Jesus replied back.
Where did
I don't
you
even
find
know.
This shit?
Jesus replied, I don't even know you. I don't know. Inside
Satan
of a Trump.
Get behind me?
I don't know. It's inside
this is
of
the
a
longest,
Trump.
Most lucid dream I've ever heard.
I know.
Isn't it?
It is.
Jesus.
Woo.
All I keep hearing in my head. Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes?
Exactly.
That's all I keep hearing.
Exactly. Wow. And this is inside a Trump supporter's head. I wanted to know who she was because she was one of the
mm-hmm.
details that went undercover as a prostitute. They claim she was a journalist first, and she's all about the Lord, and I don't know why.
A mental patient first.
Mm. You saw her. You saw the video. She's cute.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to find out what's inside her head to make her go from journalist to prostitute to help Donald Trump. So this is who she is. And we're almost done. Here we go. We're almost done.
And praise. We start laughing. It was so lighthearted. And the turbulence stopped. The wind stopped as soon as we put our attention on the Lord. It was such a smooth ride.
Yeah. I don't think it was the Lord, lady. It was the other guy. Because you had Donald Trump in the plane. Jesus doesn't know Trump. Didn't Trump one time said he was more popular than Jesus? I forgot that soundbite. He said he was more popular than Jesus at one time. And then he said something like he should get top billing. And then he kept, no, never mind. I'll let Jesus get the top billing. He said something like that. I'll find it. But okay. Here's this girl talking about Lord Vader Trump. Let's continue.
And so from there we land. And the next scene is that we were in this dark, this is the last of it. We were in this room. It was a big, massive room, and I felt like it was on the second floor. All the lights were off. It was as if he was hidden from everyone's view as he was ready to come out. Melania Trump, and she reached for a perfume bottle, and she asked me if I want it, and she sprayed me with her perfume. And
it's getting good. It's like the pizza guy at the porn movie. I guess Melania wanted to spray you a little bit so you can smell a little better before she eats the biscuit. I don't know. It's going back to the Pornhub story. Why would Melania spray you a perfume? Maybe you stink. Let's continue.
It was interesting shape. It was like a very manly perfume.
It was a phallic symbol because Donald Trump has no weenie. Very interesting shape. So basically, she dick sprayed her, and we continue the dream.
Very strong and bold, I guess. I had a bold smell to it, but anyway, she sprayed me with perfume. She gave it to me, but I was with him, and I'm thinking, what's going on here? Why are we hidden in this dark room? This room was full of glass. I mean, all
dark, full of glass. I think they're going to eat some babies. Yeah, they're going to eat dead babies. It's a spirit room. Uh-oh. Run, little children. They're going to eat you. Let's continue the dream.
All around, it was four corners. It was like just glass. And behind the glass is a curtain to protect who was ever in there. And so it was a big glass room, and this gentleman moved the
It was the wizard from The Wizard of Oz. Don't pull the curtain. Get behind the curtain. That was the wizard. That's what it was. Right, Dorothy? That's what it was. Don't open. Don't get behind. What if it was a Wizard of Oz? Oh, let me see. Wizard of Oz. Let me see. Is this a curtain? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see what it says in her dream. Let's see. That's okay. Here it is. Here it is. This is what it says. Unravel this mystery. The man behind the curtain. He's Oz Trump. What's up, Cole?
What's up, Biscuit Muncher?
You want some sausage with your biscuits?
No, thank you. You can have mine.
Well, we're going to finish this.
Sausage and biscuits.
Sausage and biscuits. What do they say in England? Bangers and something. Something and bangers. All right. We're going to finish the story about this woman having a dream. And the reason we're listening to her is because this is the same woman who went undercover as a prostitute to find some dirt on people who did not like Trump. So she's almost done. She's hot, by the way. She's almost done. Here she is.
Curtain and scream, President Trump is in there. And everyone starts cheering, and everyone's like banging on the glass and banging on the room. And so Melania says, we need to go. And I said, we do need to go. And so there was no security around, and I was really confused. And Melania was the first one that opened the door and walked out. I remember I ran after her, and I covered her.
Oh, wow. She covered her. Finish eating that biscuit. Here we go.
And President Trump, as he followed, the security jumped out and protected him. We walked towards their limo, and people were cheering and yelling for him. And then, you know, I brought Melania onto her side of the car, and she jumped in, and he jumped in. And I remember thinking, okay, this is my time to let them go privately. And so they took off, and I was standing there, and that was the end of the dream. And so I thought, this is an interesting dream. There's something to this, but I don't know what. I called my friend John Redenbaugh, who has a beautiful gift of dream interpretation, and I asked him, what did you think about that dream? And he said what stuck out to him the most was the fact that Tom Brady was used in the dream. He's known as the comeback quarterback. He's known as the GOAT, the greatest of all time. So the greatest of all time was training President Trump to go out into the field and play a public game that everyone was observing. The other part that was interesting to John was that Lana Del Rey was invited by President Trump. And again, Del Rey means king.
Lana Del Rey, not related to Miles Del Rey, who's happened to be in the studio. This interpreter, unbelievable how we can really fuck people up. Your mind, well, Tom Brady's the greatest of a comeback kid. Donald Trump, oh, my God, he was training him to be the greatest of a, how about loser? Tom Brady was traded from the New England Patriots because he was too old. Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. I have to give him credit for that. He is a GOAT. Whatever you say about Tom Brady, you know, they did really good by putting a great defense, his front four, protecting Tom Brady so his career can last a little longer. Of course, it's a referee. If anybody gets near Tom Brady, they will blow the whistle. You can't even touch. If you look at Tom Brady hard enough, the referee will blow a whistle. That's how they protect Tom Brady. But it's funny how I talked to my friend.
And
who's
don't
a dream
forget,
interpreter.
He's had involvement with that family.
Oh,
he supposedly dated Ivanka. right? Was that, is
sure.
that her name? Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
The big talk was when he was at New England that he had casually left a MAGA hat in his locker. And
really?
The press was all talking about it. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow.
So.
Yeah. The plot thickens. She's going to say goodbye now. It's like.
Oh, thank God.
I know.
Dream Weaver, right?
Yeah. She went full retard. Don't
she
never
did.
Go full retard. Here we go.
As this prompt invites the king to come and observe the game. And at the end of the dream, President Trump was hidden. And I was wondering, well, why didn't he come back out on the field? Why did he go away? He was in this room, hidden. He was about to come out, but there was a delay. And so I think that's where we're at right now, where there has been this delay. We're waiting for President Trump to have his comeback. He was trained by the greatest of all time. I believe he's been extremely humbled during this process. And I think that there's something around the corner that we will observe. So anyway, with that being said, I would love to hear what you guys think. Comment below on this video. I would love to hear what your thoughts are.
Well, here's my thoughts. Trump was being trained to behave in prison as they bend him over as a bitch and shove it up his ass. This is the most stupid thing of how people think Trump is going to come back. We already did the math here. He would be 80 years old when he just reaches the election time. That's not even if he's elected. They're still waiting for the comeback, man. They had to put Brady in there, too. And Melissa did pretty good how to put Brady and synchronize it with the Trumps and Ivanka and stuff like that. Wow. So there you go. I'm going to finish the story, and Cole sent me some news articles that what's his name? Sam Stone or whatever, Stein, to read these new articles that you're giving me, Cole?
Well, I'll just send a couple.
All right. Did you want to read it as a journalist that you are? They were interesting, though. A cat jumps from a burning building. What the hell did you? A cat jumps from a burning building and bounces and strolls down. What kind of cat is this?
Fifth
All right.
Floor.
So we'll get to the burning pussy later. I want to finish. that's almost equating to the burning bush that Moses saw. Whoa. Moses. Hello, Bush. Moses. You will write the laws from the Lord. Dude, really? Dude. Moses, I am the burning bush. And, of course, I mean, who would not be commanded by a bush? You know what I mean? I mean, every day, I mean, what's his name? He had the dog. Was the dog used to talk to him? The serial killer, what was his name, Berkowitz? I mean, he talked to the dog, told him to kill people. Moses goes up and talks to the burning bush. Says, you know, there's some laws that should be written. We should really respect those laws that a man is talking to a bush. And say, can you imagine? Hey, you guys, you know what? I went on vacation and I was talking to this tree. Something about climate control, the trees can't breathe and everything. I think we should put it in law. Well, we should put it in law because he talked to the tree. You know what I mean? Yeah, the guy who talked to the burning bush. Okay, let's make these laws. There you go. So let me finish the story right now, and then we go to journalist Sandstone, or what's your name? With the journalist, help me out.
Firestone.
Oh, Firestone. The way you said it. Say my name, bitch. Firestone. Say my name. The way you said it, Cole. All right. So going back to the story. The girl you just heard, her name was Anna. She was also among the Trump supporters at the Capitol on January 6th. She was there. But her night job was, their job was to go to dinner with government officials and agents in D.C. and try to record them from saying bad things about Trump. Then they report back to Trump and let them know that. Part of, head of this honeypot operation was a former MI6 agent, Richard Seldon. He was the one who hired these glamorous women. Now, you notice that we call them, because we're talking about Trump, glamorous women, hoes, to seduce high-profile targets. The Times report that Price was paid $10,000 to try to seduce McMaster. $10,000 to, remember who McMaster was. That was Trump's major guy. I think he was head of security and administration. If I'm not, H.R. McMaster. He was the State Department, the FBI. So this bitch was paid $10,000 to try to seduce Tim. It was a guy who seemed more loyal to the country than he was to Trump, so he was the target. The girl you just heard on the video, her task was seducing the State Department employees into admitting bad things about Trump. She said she admitted taking part in the project, but she never kissed anyone because she loved Jesus. After the reports emerged in the Times on Thursday night, she tweeted she'd taken part but done nothing wrong. Your Honor, what happened was I was in the car. They robbed the bank. I didn't go in the bank. I didn't rob it. I just drove them to an undisclosed place. So I didn't rob the bank, Your Honor. I don't know what I'm doing here. These fools are the ones who robbed it. So then the one you just heard, she said, it's not illegal to investigate the people who are supposed to be transparent with the American people. Trump is not the American people. You did it for Trump, not the American people. American people did not tell you to do this, but you're going to say the American people. She tweeted Thursday night. The other guy didn't respond to the Times request for a comment. A message was sent to her social media account by the newspaper, and it wasn't returned. The women were given code names like Brazil and Tiger. Come on. That was their names, Brazil and Tiger. And they were housed in a $10,000 a month, six-bedroom Georgetown mansion in Washington, D.C. There's where your donation dollars are going to, folks, for the Trump campaign, housing these women in a hotel at $10,000 a month. Those are where your donation dollars are going. They were in a six-bedroom Georgetown mansion in Washington, D.C., a place so secretive they were told to have Ubers drop them off at a distance before the residence. Before being selected, they were flown to Wyoming to Vast Ranch owned by Eric. He's the founder of the private military company Blackwater, whose sister, Betsy DeVos, was Trump's education secretary. So the guy who mastered this whole thing and was in Wyoming was Betsy DeVos's brother. He was in on this. He owned the training ranch of whores. Well, there you go, our educational person, Betsy DeVos. Let's give her a hand. That's her brother. Children, there you go. Prince's name frequently crops up in relation to Trump, meeting the then candidate 2016 to talk about Iran policy, meeting representatives, blah, blah, blah. He hired the former prop guy, Richard, to oversee the recruitment of the women. The pair worked in association with the media watchdog Project Veritas, but specialize in undercover sting operations. Prince and Seldon asked the women at the Wyoming ranch who their dream dinner guests would be, and they obtained the news both questions designed to assess their political learnings. Anna, who you heard on the video, shows her violently pro-Trump while Price appears to now write for The Blaze, where she describes herself as love gun, and she despises feminism. The women then were trained how to entice their targets to speak out and how to film the results. One role-playing exercise detained and documents detained by the New York Times involved a trainee being interrogated by a law enforcement officer and having to defend their cover and avoid exciting. They had to defend their cover and avoid exciting the officer. Another exercise instructs trainees how to target a person in an elevator. The students were encouraged to think of their targets as possible future access agents, potential donors, support facility agents. The student must create and maintain a fictional cover. One document read, all the recruits were told to burn the training manual after the course was finished. Some of the women targeted FBI agents, others such as Anna, who you just heard on the video, went after State Department staff and other targets. Price was told she was going to get paid $10,000 to go undercover and set up some big-name political figures in Washington, according to a May 2018 email sent by her former boyfriend to the website. The sources told that McMaster was the target. McMaster was in the spotlight following November 27 article, which reported that he made disparaging remarks about Trump at a dinner with business executive, calling then the president an idiot and a dope, and he had the intelligence of a kindergartner. Their work was added by Barbara Leadon, an aide to the Senate Judiciary Committee, whose husband wrote a book with Flynn and who herself worked with him to try and find Hillary Clinton's deleted emails. Leadon, who has since retired, provided details of McMaster's schedule. She met an unknown person who she believed used a fake name and handed over the information, showing that McMaster frequently dined at an Italian restaurant. These are dangerous things. I mean, this is within your party. This is President Trump doing this in his own party, targeting his own people with spy stuff, thinking that it's some kind of reality game. Somebody who had his calendar conveyed to me that he goes to the restaurant all the time, she insisted that she was merely a messenger. I am not part of a plot, she told the paper. The plan involved sending the recruited women to talk to McMaster at the restaurant whenever he was alone to strike up a conversation with him over a drink and seduce him into making disparaging remarks about the president, which could be used as grounds to fire him. The operation was abandoned when they got what they wanted as McMaster resigned in March 2018 in a move which avoided Trump firing him. It was unclear whether Price ever met McMaster. He has not commented on the report, nor has Price did. But Anna, who you heard in the video, says she was proud of her work. I never kissed anyone during the project, but fake news gonna fake. Investigating and keeping our government in check is what journalists are supposed to do. Instead, the New York Times attacked those who are doing their job. Unbelievable, she said. And she said mistakenly accused the New York Times of claiming she was targeted FBI agent. As always, the New York Times is fake news, she said. I never investigated the FBI when I worked undercover for Project. These baseless accusations are LOL. There you have it. Trump's paranoia of the deep state, that he investigated his own people. He wanted to target people who said bad things about him because he's so paranoid. This is the president of the United States, the delusional idiot who is so paranoid that he had to do an undercover sting that paid these people $10,000. And not only that, put people in a 10,000-month mansion under your tax dollars to see if people were talking about him so he could fire them. That's the story, folks. That's who your president is. And so it's time to play the President Trump thing. And then we go with their story with Mr. Firestone. And I got to drink some coffee because my energy level is zero. All right. Cue the Trump song. Here we go. We'll be right back with more stories.
What are you doing?
More stories with Mr. Firestone coming right up.
Cowardice. Are you serious? Apologies for freedom. I can't handle this. When freedom brings answers to call, on your feet, stand up tall. Freedom's on our shoulders. USA! Enemies of freedom. Face the music. Come on, boys, take them down.
Get off the stage. You will grow up to be little whores. Your future is clear. All right. We have some breaking news with Mr. Firestone. And are you ready, Mr. Firestone? I think I'm going to do a prank call. You think I should? I haven't done a prank call in a while. Mr. Firestone, are you there? Are you on location, Mr. Firestone?
Hey, Brian. How are you doing?
All right, let me get your music. I want to hear about the cat story, okay?
Oh, I didn't have that. Okay.
You just sent it to me.
I got it.
You got it? All right.
Yeah.
Let's start off with the cat story because I always like to hear pussy on fire. All right, hold on. Let me set you up here. All right, you ready? Here you go. Hold on. And hey, this is Brian Hammer Jackson. We have breaking news. I'm turning it over to Mr. Firestone. He has a story about a pussy on fire. Mr. Firestone, are you there?
Hey, Brian. Bob Firestone here, reporting live from Chicago. Cat used up at least one of its nine lives this Thursday when it leaped from the fifth story of a burning building, bounced off the ground, and casually walked away. Fire crews were attempting a small blaze in the city's Inglewood neighborhood where they were filming the building's exterior.
Right.
And the feline made its great escape. There's a nice little video there, too. Video shows a black cat launched itself out of the building, picked up its remarkably smooth landing. Crowds could hear gasping during the jump, reacting with relief when the cat walked away.
Wow.
Nine lives for the cat to jump from the 65th and lower. He hit the ground, he hit the grass and bounced and walked away.
Wow. City he bounced off the road. Ground and casually walked away. Wow. Talk about the Black Panther. Wow. You got any more stories, Mr. Firestone?
I do have one more here. If you just give me one second. Here we go.
All right. I will cue you in.
That was a nice pussy story.
That was a nice, it was a strong-ass black pussy story. Right, that's right. Black pussy matters. Here we go. Well, we got one more story from our ace reporter, Mr. Bob Firestone, who never won any award whatsoever, but he has stolen a couple. Take it away, Bob.
Thank you, Brian. Bill Gates' divorce is airing out all of his Jeffrey Epstein laundry. Melinda
really?
Gates was worried about Bill and Epstein's relationship as far back as 2013.
Mm.
One name has repeatedly surfaced in the wake of the announcement that Bill and Melinda Gates are divorcing, Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm.
Bill Gates' dealings with Epstein, who died in 2019 while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges, haunted the billionaire's marriage, according to reports this week from the Wall Street Journal and People. Melinda Gates was worried about Bill and Epstein's relationship as far back as 2013.
Wow.
And called Epstein a sore spot.
Mm.
That's a long time for issues to fester, the source said. Why Epstein was a widely connected rich man, he loved to flaunt how widely connected he was. His relationship with Gates was notable for one particular reason. The two met in 2011 after Epstein was convicted for sex crimes and became a registered sex offender. The New York Times reported in 2019, and when Gates reportedly struck up a relationship with him anyway. Bill Gates regrets ever meeting with Epstein and recognized it was an error of judgment to do so. A spokesperson for Microsoft said Gates recognizes the entertaining Epstein's ideas related to philanthropy gave Epstein undeserved platform. That was at odds with Gates' personal values and the values of his foundation. The pair met for the first time at Epstein's palatial mansion residence, where Gates remained for several hours, the Times reported. Afterwards, Gates reportedly emailed colleagues, his lifestyle is very different and kind of intriguing, although it would not work for me.
Right.
Times says that references to Epstein's unique decor and his habit of bringing in people to meet Gates. So there you go. Back to you, Brian. I think Gates is a baby fucker. What do you think?
That's it. Sounds like it could be. Need more evidence. It's just allegations. And I want to thank you for that news report. Our ace reporter, Mr. Bob Firestone, on the job today, giving the news to you and us in the American way. I do have a story, too, so I have to bring on my own breaking news. Here we go. Well, this is Brian Hammer Jackson, and I do, too, have breaking news. Very, very good story here. Tragically, it happened. Here's the story. A woman was arrested after hitting a Walmart shopper in the face with a 10-pound log of meat. A woman was arrested after
hitting log.
A big log, 10 pounds of meat.
Log of meat.
Log of meat. It was log of meat caper. True story. Happened at Walmart. One Ohio woman was arrested and charged with assault due to her involvement in a physical fight that broke out at a local Walmart. That's right. Police said in a Facebook post that their officers were dispatched to the chip aisle of Walmart after they received calls that two women have gotten into a physical alteration or altercation, depending on where you are. An alteration is that two women are fighting at a tailor's place, and that's an alteration. But this is an altercation where they're physically fighting each other at Walmart.
Thanks for clearing that up, Brian.
Thank you, Mr. Firestone. So these two women went at each other, but it wasn't the first time they did that. These women have a history of fighting each other. And if you look at your pay-per-view calendar. They will be at your Walmart, too, kicking each other's ass. Get your tickets. According to the Post, one of the women had a restraining order out against the other, dating back to when the two lived in the same duplex at University Heights in Ohio. The police did not share the details of the restraining order. However, they did explain the details of the intense fight that happened on the chip aisle. I remember another incident that happened in the chip aisle. Man and a woman, honeymooners, getting down in the chip aisle. You might remember the scandal. It was called Chipotle. Lay's. Potato chips. That, too, happened at Walmart.
Could it smell like sour cream and onion?
Yeah. A little sour cream there.
Pork rind?
You know, when it was done, it was like, you know, it got a little chipper. Well, here it goes. When the two women made eye contact, the first woman threatened to beat the other woman ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not only did she threaten to beat the other woman's ass, but she threatened to kick her 7-year-old daughter's ass, too, because
mm-hmm.
she, too, had eyes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The assailant then lowered her mask and attempted to spit in the other woman's face. Spit in your face at Walmart. Though she missed the woman, I got 90 seconds to tell this story. I thought I prolonged this thing. Hold on. This is a good story. Let me see this. I should get an award. Oh, they won't change the time on me. Oh, too bad. They won't do it. Oh, yes, they did. Okay, here we go. Back at Walmart. Okay. They spit in the other woman's face, so she missed. Still upset, the assailant jumped into the victim's shopping cart. These are real people. This really happens. She jumped into a woman's shopping cart. And hit the woman in the face with a 10-pound log of prepackaged meat. I once jumped in a woman's car and hit her with a 12-inch pound of meat. Never mind that. Allegedly. Was found not guilty.
Do you leave any marks, Brian?
No, I didn't. But I'm going to tell you something. Woo! That was one good package of meat that she took. The assailant was arrested and charged with assault and violation of a temporary protection order. Police shared the post on Facebook, revealed her criminal history and her violent behavior. They should not have done that. It was also shared that the assailant had a 5-year-old daughter who was turned over to another family member upon mother's request. It is unknown what initially led to the beef between the two women. Ha ha, said the police in a report. Many took to making their own puns, as appeared on Facebook, with people saying that it was a delicious weapon with intent to grill. That's good. That's good, intent to grill. Okay, you got me. That was a good one, said one. Maybe next time she would chuck it at her victim instead of run. One Facebook person commented, wanted to know what happened to the log of meat, considering it was used as a weapon in the fight. Another person said, I have so many questions about limited to two. Is the meat like discounted then, or do they impound it as evidence? I am not asking for a friend. I'm trying to take extreme couponing to the next level. The police have yet released further details of the crime that was involved. There you go. That's what happens when two women fight over a package of meat at Walmart. And that has been this topic for today. I was going to do, you know, I haven't really done, and I really want to do it. I need to get it out of my system. You think I should do a prank call? I haven't done it in a while. I'm kind of rusty. And if I do a prank call, here's why I'm doing it. Because I believe people are greedy. So if I do a prank call, I would just random business. I have Cole give me a name. And I would call as a radio station saying that somebody won $500. Just to see how greedy people is. And I would ask the person, is that her? And if you can answer this question, you would get this $500 sent to you through PayPal or through your digital wallet. To see how honest people are. Are you faced with somebody calling from a radio station saying that you have just won $500, congratulations, by calling the radio station, it's Friday, Freaky Friday, we're giving money away. Would she claim it's her, or would she not take it, even though it's $500? And if she claims it's her, she must answer the question, and the questions are very weird. To claim the money, and if she claims the money, it goes right into her PayPal. How honest are people today? That would be.
You could do that, or you could just call a massage parlor and ask them if they'll do a happy ending, since you said you're kind of rusty.
The fun thing is just regular people, how honest are they? Calling a massage parlor and everything for a happy ending and everything, you know. It's funny to hear the accent. Yo, no call yo no more. It's funny to hear that. But I would call a beauty parlor to see how honest someone is, to see if they pretend to be that person so they can win the money. It would bring faith back into humanity and how this world is. Or would she lie and say, yeah, I am the person. It's $500. Give it to me. That would be the test, in my opinion. We only got 25 minutes. I wonder, should I do it, have some fun for Friday? I think I might do it. I will think about it and ponder. I will go to my people, Melissa and Cole, who happen to be the morning crew, and they would make the judgment. Should I do it? So if you'd like to come in, if you are more of the morning crew, if you'd like to come in at 319-527-6099, you can keep me from doing something stupid or encourage me to be an idiot. That would be your decision. If it works, it works. It'll be funny. If it doesn't work, I'll look like an idiot. So you guys win anyway, either way. All right. So I'm going to play a song, and it'll be our last thing on a Friday. We have our guest coming up Monday. Show begins, a new kind of show. So we're getting out of all the loose stuff. All right, everybody. So that's the number to come in. We only got about 15 minutes. This is Friday. If you want to promote your show, something you want to talk about, or encourage me to do something stupid, the number is 319-527-6099.
Oh, Bill Maher tested positive for Corona.
Oh, Bill Maher's an idiot. Did he really? Good.
He canceled his show. Taping.
Really? Good. He's been doing live shows all this time when people have been keeping their distance. He's been doing live shows? Are you kidding me? What an idiot. What a fool.
Yeah, just there's like nobody in the audience or anything.
All right. Well, I'll wait for your calls. I'm going to play the song. I'm going to get some coffee. Cole, you got to smoke your joint. Melissa's saving the world. And when we come back, be the judgment. Do I make the call? Because I'm going to switch to my headphones now to make the call. If you want me to try to do this prank. We did a couple of pranks that work, and when it works, it works. When it doesn't, I look like an idiot. I just want to know how honest American people are. I'm going to call. I got a beauty shop. I'm going to call a beauty shop. I'm going to ask for, let's give me a name. Give me a good name. One name. Not so crazy that it might be simple that somebody's going to be named that. Joanne. I'll ask for Joanne. I'll just come up with a name. See if the person says she's Joanne and that she won $500. And if she did, she would have to answer the puzzle. And if she wins, answers the puzzle, she wins. Little does she know that I made up the puzzle. So that's part two if she says, yes, she is. So maybe she'll say, no, no, there's no Joanne here. It'll bring faith that they're honest people, that you can't buy everybody. So when it's a win-win. We'll be right back after this break. Here we go.
Fucker.
Thank you. The number is 319-527-6099. After this song, we begin our prank joke. Everybody, we'll be right back. I'm going to mute everybody. I'll be right back so I can switch to my headphones.
You never listen. They tell me I'm fine. They tell me I'll miss it. But I wouldn't mind if you would just mind your business. Why do I keep tripping over what's behind me? Boy, it left me paralyzed. I'm out of my mind. Telling me a story doesn't satisfy me. Well, I'm already dead inside. Kerosene is half as cheap as therapy.
Try this. 18 minutes left. I'm going to try this. We haven't tried this before with the help of I'm hoping Lovely Melissa's in the studio because I couldn't do it. I can't do it unless there's somebody in the studio. Because what this means is I would have to sign out, sign back in with my headphones. But I can't do it unless somebody's in the studio. Cole left. He leaves when I play the song. For the prank to work, either Melissa has to come back or somebody to come in the studio because I have to sign out. Because if I sign out with nobody here, well, it might work. All right, let's try it. What I'm going to do is play a song. It'll give me 3 minutes. The song should, if this works, you should hear the song still play. I'll be signed out. Then I got to sign back in with the headphones. If it works. If it doesn't work, that means have a great weekend. And thanks for listening. And Monday, we have a special guest, and we start our new segment. I am interviewing Ms. Risden. She's a crime novelist. It will be our first face-to-face 60-minute interview on Zoom. I'm hoping that there'll be real time that you'll be able to hear the interview while I'm on Zoom, working out the technical work. If that doesn't work, then I will interview her, download it as an audio, and you can hear it as an audio. I will place it on a new YouTube channel that I'm going to do, and you'll be able to watch the interview on the YouTube channel. All right, so don't forget the interview next week with Ms. Risden. That's when our show takes a different turn. First time ever after 12 years of broadcasting that I'm going live. All right, everybody, it's 16 minutes. I'm going to play a song, see if I can get a long song. And then I'm signing out. Then I'm going to put my headphones on. If you're hearing the song, that means it may be working. If you don't hear the song, I'll see you guys Monday. That's how it works. All right, here we go. Let's try this experiment. See if I can get my headphones on. Here we go. Today is Friday, so I got to get a good song on here. A little longer, and I'll try to come back on. All right. This is a long song. Hopefully I'll come on before the song ends. Here we go. Let's try this experiment.
Motherfucker.
Hold on. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me? Cole, can you hear me? I don't know if you can hear me. Is that working? If somebody answers, can anybody hear me at all? Testing. Uh-oh. I don't think this is working.
I hear you. Do you hear me?
Oh, thank you, Melissa. I can hear
you.
You're welcome. Can you hear me, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I have my headphones on. Thank you very much for answering because I had no idea. I'm going to try a prank call, Melissa. It may go bad. It's Friday. Thank you, sweetheart. All right.
You're welcome.
Here we go. We're going to call a beauty parlor. Let me see if I can do this. We're going to ask for Joanne. Joanne just won $500 for listening to the Hammer Radio Network. I want to see if she's honest. If she's honest, she'll say, I'm not Joanne. And that makes me believe in people telling truths. But if she says she is Joanne, she's going to have to ask, you know, answer some questions to prove that she is. Mm-hmm. I haven't done this in a while. I'm going to act a fool. But it's okay. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk.
I'm listening.
But with the help of Melissa, who gives me a lot of encouragement, I will try this. Here we go. This is going to be our first call. God, this is going to be our first call, Melissa, and I don't know how long. We haven't done prank calls in a while. I am calling Arkansas, a beauty bar. It's a beauty bar. I'm calling that right now in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Let me put it
I'm
in the studio.
Myself.
I'm going to mute myself, too. I'm going to put it in the studio. Do this. Oh, there it is. I'm going to put it in. I don't have a script, everybody. There's no script here. There's no rehearsal. This is improv, live on the air. Take some courage to do that. This is what makes our show different. And here we go. I'm going to make a call. Joanne, here we go. I have no idea what I'm going to say. I have no idea. I have no idea. Hello, is this the beauty bar? Hello? Hello? Well, that didn't work. Wow. Let's try another one. Maybe I'm testing my microphone. Can you guys hear me? Yes? No? Seriously? Try it again? Yes? No?
Yes.
Thank you. Am I coming clear? Okay, good. So sometimes I come cloudy.
No.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to call Glam. Wait, let's see. They're open. Glam Beauty Bar. Let's try this again. Let's see. Okay, we're still in Arkansas. We're in Arkansas. Let's try this again. How much time do I have left? 9 minutes. Okay, let's try it again. Give me positive thoughts, Melissa. You always give good positive thoughts, and it happens. Positive thinking. Here we go. We're going to try it once again. We're trying this live on the air. No rehearsal. They don't know I'm calling. I have no idea what I'm going to say when that phone rings. It is kind of intimidating. We don't know who's going to answer. Here we go. Maybe I'll give him my game show voice. Oh, call failed. All right, hold on. Let's try this again. Here we go. Let's try. I have no idea what I'm going to say.
Hello?
Hello. Did I just reach? I'm calling the Glam Beauty Bar. Did I reach the Glam Beauty Bar?
Yes, you did.
Well, congratulations. Someone from your bar wrote into the Hammer Radio Network, and it's Freaky Friday. We're giving away $500. Somebody in your bar is going to win $500. Are you Joanne? Because Joanne was the one who sent it to us, and we will put it right into your PayPal right now if you are Joanne.
No, I'm not Joanne.
Oh, my God. What's your name?
Brandy.
Brandy. Well, you're not Joanne, but you did answer the phone, and you could win $100 right now, Joanne. How would you like that? It's Freaky Friday.
Who is it?
What do you think, Brandy? We have to give
Where
away
are you
some
from?
Money. We are calling from we're calling from Los Angeles, California. We're on the radio. I am Hammer, Brian and Hammer Jackson. You're on live with Hammer 96.7, the number one show in the morning in drive time. Brandy,
oh,
this could be your lucky day, Brandy. If you win, see, you cannot win the $500 because you're not Joanne, but you can win $100. If you win $100, what are you going to do with it, Brandy?
Oh, go get my nails and toes done.
Oh, your toes. Yeah, we got to get the toes done. Now, Brandy, here we go. I'm going to put on the game show music. We have people in the studio. They're rooting for you, Brandy. Don't let me down. Tell me something about you, Brandy. So the audience, you know, over 1 million people are listening to you right now, Brandy, with your beautiful voice. Tell me about yourself.
What do you want to know?
Well, anything. Tell the listeners something about you. They need to cheer you on. You want to hear them? They're in the studio. Wait a minute. If you don't believe me, well, hold on. You're gonna hear them in a little minute because they're cheering you on. But tell me something about yourself. Here we go. Just a second, Brandy. Right there. They're getting ready. Hey, y'all. Brandy is on the air right now. Cheer her on. Listen to this, Brandy. Listen to this. Brandy's here. Okay, Brandy. They're for you. Tell me something about you. Tell us something about you that we should know about you. We're going to give you money. People are rooting for you.
I'm 60 years old.
Oh. Good.
Yep.
Do you have grandchildren, Brandy?
No, I have some kids, though, 3 kids.
Well, the $100 you can give to your kids. Are you going to give them to your kids?
Yes.
All right, Brandy, we're rooting for you. Now, listen carefully, Brandy. Do you have a PayPal or do you have anything? Because if you win the money, we're going to send it right to your PayPal account. Do you have a PayPal?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Now, what do you do at the beauty bar there, Brandy? What do you do?
I do spray tans and stuff.
Really? Now, are you dating anybody, yes, Brandy? Do you have somebody that can keep you warm at night? You know what I'm talking about with the Arkansas nights there? It's pretty and
yes,
lonely.
Yeah.
Do you love them?
Yes.
Are you going to tell them you won $100? Okay. Okay. All right, Brandy. Are you ready? We're going to put our game show music. All you have to do is complete the sentence. I'm going to say something, but I'm going to put blanks in there, meaning you have to fill in the blanks. Like, for instance, the chicken crossed the blank, and the blank would be the road, right?
Right.
Okay. So that's how the game is played. I'm going to say something, but you have to fill in the blanks. And if you fill in the blank with the correct words, Brandy, you're going to be rich, $100, Brandy. Have you ever made $100? You're 60 years old. Have you ever made $100 before?
Nope.
Yeah, I know you didn't. You sound kind of hot, Brandy. How tall are you, Brandy?
6'3".
You're 6'3", and you're 60 years old? Wow. Wow. You're a tall one. Wow, Brandy. Okay, Brandy, we're going to put on our game show music. You know how it's played. Okay, Brandy, here we go. It's for $100. Take a deep breath. Here you go. The radio station is giving you $100. It's called Hammer 96.7. Can you say Hammer 96.7, Brandy? Let me hear you say it.
Hammer 96.7.
I want you to say, I got hammered. Say it, Brandy, loud and proud. I got hammered.
I got hammered.
There you go. Here's the game show music for you, Brandy. Here we go. All right, Brandy. Think carefully. You got one shot at this. Take a deep breath. There you go. Brandy. All you have to do is fill in the blank, Brandy. All you have to do is fill in the blanks. Blanks. Here we go. There you go. My husband and me love to go outside. I would repeat it. We look at the stars, and he likes to put his finger in my blank. Think about it. Don't say it yet. My husband and me go outside. We look at the stars, and he likes to put his finger in my blank. Hold on, Brandy. Think about it. Think about it. My husband and me, we go outside, and we look at the stars, and he loves to put his finger in my blank. In my blank. All right, Brandy, we're coming to you in 5 seconds. The crowd is waiting for it. You must match the word, the most popular word that our crowd came to. He loves to put his finger in my what, Brandy? In my what?
Hand. I have no idea.
He likes to put his finger in your hand. Oh,
no.
Brandy. No, no, Brandy. The correct words was he likes to put his finger in my hair. In my hair.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, you know, we do have a parting gift. Brandy, we don't let people go empty-handed. Brandy, what can I give you? Anything that you want. Just name it, and we're going to send it to you. What do you want?
A gift card.
Brandy, you're going to get a gift card. You know, and here's the gift card we got. Gift card to Penis and Dildos and Things. You're going to get a dildo for playing the game, Brandy. What size dildo do you want? Brandy? Hello, Brandy. Huh. Maybe it's a bad connection. Well, there you go. Thank you for playing Brandy. Brandy was our contestant today. And she will go home with a big dildo. Thank you. And we will make this call again. Thanks for listening, folks. Thanks for playing.
you caught me off guard. You were doing so well. Oh, in your hair. What size dildo do you want?
You got a dildo. She hung up.
She hung right up.
I know. Oh. Did we do okay? I mean, it's been a long time. Since
I hope it was good. I hope Laverne heard that.
You got a deal, though. Wow, Brandy, thanks for playing.
That was pretty good.
It's been so long.
You caught me at the end.
Did I really?
Mm-hmm.
Did I really?
Uh-huh.
It's been
a long. I did not expect you to say that.
It was a long. It was a long time since we did a practical joke. I mean,
and Cole's
kinda,
not even around to hear it.
He's here.
Oh my
Cole,
God.
Cole, did you hear it? What do you think, Cole? Rate me on my practical joke. What do you think? Cole, you have to say it because we're ending the show. He's right here.
He is being so difficult today.
He is. He is just being difficult. He wants me to keep saying his name. Well, we're going to ignore him and say goodbye. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Hammer Show. Thank you to magnificent Melissa for coming
in. Thank you. That was good. Let's do it again.
We will sometime. And kids, you can take your headphones off. The show is over, so your parents don't know you're listening to the show. I want to thank Cole.
Is leaving.
The bad man is leaving. I want to thank Cole for coming in the studio today, that magnificent Melissa. And I know Laverne may be listening. Love you, Laverne, wherever you are. And you guys, we'll see you Monday with our new show, right? We're going to do it live.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I'm going to be doing the interview, 60 minutes, and listening to the show. Thank you, Melissa. You support so well, and I'll give you updates on what we're doing. Bye, everybody. We'll see you Monday.
Bye.
Party! thank God it's...